You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Kia ora, Latia. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very excited to talk TV with you today. I've been enjoying... I've already forgotten what it's called. What were we talking about last week? The stressful, like, massive budget.
Testify.
Yes, I've been loving Testify. That's been great. But I need something else to watch as well. What else has been on your viewing roster?
Well, another New Zealand drama.
It's absolutely cranking out there with New Zealand TV.
It is. It's so cool to see so many, full premium big budget dramas. I mean, big budget for New Zealand, just, to qualify that, come out. And this is three? I'm just going to call it three now.
Sure.
It's their kind of prime time drama that's come out. So Testify was TVNZ's big one. Friends Like Her is three. Warner Brothers Discovery, whatever it's called.
This
is their one. Yeah.
So what's it about? What are we even working with here?
Well, Friends Like Her, it's a psychological drama about a friendship that turns toxic when a surrogacy deal goes wrong between the two best friends.
Oh, okay.
Very intense premise. And the two friends in question, Tessa Holbrook, an Australian actor, and then the amazing Morgana O'Reilly, who I just read has got a role in the new season of The White Lotus, which
she does.
Amazing.
So exciting.
Yeah,
I was looking at the White Lotus cast and I was like, oh my god, it's Parker Posey, my all time favourite. And then I was like, wait, and it's also Morgana O'Reilly. How incredible.
I know. Amazing. So they play the two best friends in question. They've had a long friendship since, we get a lot of flashbacks to this they had in Thailand, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, where something very sinister went down, which is they've kind of formed a pact since then that they're in it for life. Somewhere along the way, it was agreed that Nicole, who Morgana O'Reilly plays, will carry Tessa's baby, like a surrogacy. But then in the first episode, she decides, actually, maybe this deal isn't going to hold up anymore for reasons which start to reveal themselves through, they've only released the first three episodes, so that's all I'm up to. But there's a lot of, I'm not a big fan of flashbacks generally, so there's a lot of these sort of flashbacks into their time in Thailand and something quite dark and dirty went down. I think that's where the psychological drama element's really feeding in, because it's sort of piecing together what exactly happened, what has led them to this moment. It's also set in Kaikoura, post-earthquake in 2016. So it's a nice coastal setting. Something a bit different as well.
And Kaikoura has its own spooky kind of gothic vibe to it, so I can see it being a good backdrop for an intense story like this.
Yeah, it's like post-earthquake. There's a lot of cutaways, waves crashing on the shore at night. It's a little bit Big Little Lies-y, like that kind of seaside, kind of an unnerving, sinister energy. The 2016 thing is, the timing is a bit funny, because there's some things, like when they open their phone, I'm like, those apps are from 2022. And then there's a scene where they've got Vinnie Bennett wearing a fedora, and I was like, who? Why did we do that? But
Vinnie Bennett from the fedora.
We've got, an age, it does put it in that time frame. But great supporting cast. And Vinnie Bennett also in the series as well.
Because he's in Testify. He's busy and booked.
Yeah, he's booked and busy. But great supporting cast. A lot of sort of small town busybodies into the drama between these two best friends. And really fantastic two lead actors who really get that kind of love, hate, jealousy in female friendship, which I don't think's been explored a lot in kind of local dramas, so it's really quite richly mined in the show, and they're fantastically played as well.
Oh, fantastic. I'm really keen to watch this. I am stoked you brought it to us. I'm also laughing about you noticing the apps being wrong, because I was on Twitter yesterday just doing a classic doom scroll and came across a thread of audio nerds being so mad about some photos of the Bob Dylan biopic that Timothy Chalamet's starring in, and they've got the wrong microphones, and people were, you know, popping off at each other about whether or not that was important. And I tend to agree with the audio nerds on that, because if you notice it, it will take you straight out, in the same way that if you recognize that those apps are maybe like 5 years after the date of the thing, it can actually throw you quite out of the story.
Yeah, I think it's a very film nerdy thing of me. I'm like, oh, but ultimately, you know, it's a very dramatic show. There's a lot of twists, a lot of turns. So it's got me hooked. I actually am like looking forward to Monday to seeing the next episode, seeing what happens. I do recommend it to people that are looking for something new and also supporting local content.
Fantastic. I feel like it's a really good pre-setup for Morgana to be moving into this kind of like massive, dramatic blockbuster TV show with White Lotus as well. Feels like a nice sort of warm-up for that, maybe.
Yeah, if people aren't like familiar with her work, she's really incredible. Like, She's going to be a star.
She's going to be a star.
She kind of already is locally, going to blow up even more. So I'm excited, really excited for her. And yeah, see where she goes from here. But awesome. Yeah, it's really cool what she's doing in this.
Fantastic. Three Now is the place to watch it. Friends Like Her. Thank you so much, Latia.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Ka kite.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.